The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Morning. Welcome to Age-Wise Living with Barbara Friesner. Barbara is here to keep you educated on elder care issues. She will give you the information you need to help your aging loved one and yourself. Now here is your host, Barbara Friesner.
Good morning and welcome to Age-Wise Living. Thank you so much for joining us today and happy fall, y'all. I made a little poem. I'm always a little feistier when the weather cools down, and it's going to shortly. I'm your host, Barbara Friesner, and my company is Age-Wise Living, and I'm a generational coach. And I became a generational coach as a result of my own personal experience as the care manager for more than 25 years for my grandmother for many years, and then overlapping that for the past 17 years for my mother, who had severe advanced dementia. And as a result of my own personal experience, I know how overwhelming and confusing and emotional elder care can be. And that's why I became a generational coach, to help other families so they don't have to struggle as they journey through elder care. I work with families, and only the family, never the senior. And I work with families who are struggling to help their aging loved ones resolve their critical elder care issues. I help them to know what to do, because in today's world there are so many options out there as to what to do, and a lot of times the families are just so confused as to all the options. So I help them to know what to do, but more importantly, I coach them on how to do it, how to communicate effectively with their aging loved one, so their aging loved one will actually do what is in their best interest. And since all the generational coaching is by phone, I work with people all over the country, all over the world, actually. And a lot of time I work with one adult child, usually the caregiving daughter. But since sibling issues can be as difficult as elder care issues, by working by phone, it also allows me to work with all of the siblings at one time, whether they're spread out all over the country or in the same city. And I do that by conference call. And that's really the best option because it allows me to work with all the siblings so everyone can get on the same page and it gets everyone to cooperate so they do what is in their parents' best interest. I'm also an adjunct professor at Cornell University where I teach senior housing management. I write a free weekly newsletter with lots of great articles about issues affecting seniors and their families. And by the way, if you haven't signed up for my free weekly newsletter, I really urge you to do that. And you can do it by going to agewiseliving.com. And on any page, there's a little button to sign up for the free newsletter. And when you sign up for the free newsletter, not only do you get lots of great and very useful articles, you'll also get a complimentary copy of my legal and financial organizer, which in light of today's program, I think you will find very helpful. So again, that's agewiseliving.com. I also write a monthly column for the National Association of Baby Boomer Women and a monthly column for Caregiving in America, which is a monthly national magazine. And I'm the creator of the Ultimate Caregiver Success System, which you can find all about by going through the shop page of my on my website, agewiseliving.com. And because of my mother's dementia is a really important, in fact, passion of mine. So I also created a CD called Is It Simple Forgetfulness Is a Real Thing? You can find that on the shop page of my website, too. And to help people avoid problems before they happen, I also do speeches and workshops all over the country. And I have this show, Age-Wise Living, because it is my mission to help family members help their aging loved ones resolve elder care issues by choice, not crisis. As most of you probably know, caregiving can and usually is exhausting and overwhelming and emotional. And caregiving can bring out the best, but unfortunately sometimes the worst in the caregiver. And caregiving can take over your life. I mean, let's face it, it can make you a little crazy. And sometimes more so than others. Fortunately, there are resources available out there to help and support the caregiver. And what we're going to talk about today is a resource that can help your aging loved one financially, which is why I'm so delighted to have as our guest today Rebecca Eddy, who is the founding partner of Eddy & Shine In-Home Administrators for Seniors. So welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you, Barbara. It's great to be here.
And I'm delighted to have you here. Let me tell you a little bit about Rebecca. Rebecca Eddy is a founding partner of Eddy & Shine In-Home Administrators for Seniors. And Rebecca's company works with seniors in their homes as a financial organizer. And they manage personal, financial, legal, and health insurance matters and coordinate their clients' relationships with their trusted advisors, attorneys, financial advisors, bankers, accountants, and insurance brokers. Rebecca has an MBA from Yale School of Management, congratulations, and is one of only 28 certified professional daily money managers in the United States. She is the regional leader of the American Association of Daily Money Managers Greater New York Group and a member of the board of directors of Savvy Ladies. Rebecca was a seminar presenter at the annual conference of the National Association of Professional Organizers in 2008, in which she and her business partner taught a course on financial organizing for seniors. In addition, Rebecca has spoken to a variety of organizations about the importance of preparing for the senior years and building a specialized team to support seniors. So it's wonderful to have you here. Again, welcome, Rebecca.
I'm delighted to be here.
And my first question is, what is an in-home administrator for seniors?
It's a term that Gideon Shine, my business partner, and I came up with to try to describe what we do when we're in people's homes. So first of all, we work with people in their homes, and so we're right on site, able to see what's going on there amongst the papers and bills and financial documents. And our job is, as you were saying before, to try to manage their relationships with their trusted advisors, coordinate all the different matters that they have in terms of personal, financial, legal, and health insurance. We do team building. We bring in other people who could be useful to the client, from attorneys and accountants, financial advisors, a generational coach like yourself, geriatric care manager if there's medical issues, and insurance brokers, etc. So we try to build up a group of people who are going to support a senior going forward. We work on paper control. We work on being helping the clients being better prepared for upcoming medical problems. And we also, by the way, do a monthly newsletter that tries to express some of the issues that we come across and how to deal with them and help people in general who are working with seniors know how to be prepared.
Okay, and I get your newsletter, and it's a great newsletter. So I'll be giving your website in a couple of minutes, but it's a great newsletter, so people should really take a look at it. So an in-home administrator for seniors, and you said it's in the home, so it's with the senior.
Correct.
And is that who usually calls you? How do you get in? Who usually makes the first contact?
It's traditionally it's been the senior, generally encouraged by an attorney or accountant or geriatric care manager or someone else, to give us a call and ask for help when they have expressed a need for help to that person. More and more we're getting calls from the children or loved ones, friends of seniors, but it can come from any source. An attorney or a home health aid agency CEO might call and say, we've got a client who needs your help, and I'll encourage the them to have the client then call us.
Okay, and when you say you put the team together, so you might make recommendations for lawyers and accountants and all that sort of thing, but it's also so that everybody's working toward the same goal.
Exactly. So if a person already has an attorney and they're happy with the attorney and the attorney has done everything that needs to be done, then we just work with that attorney. But if for one reason or another there's not an attorney in place, or they're working with a trust and estates attorney but they do need some elder law advice, then mm-hmm. we help them find the right attorney for that.
Okay, that's great. Because really, you know, there's so many, everybody's a specialist, so it's really hard to know whether you have too few or too many or whatever. Now, what are some of the biggest issues you face when you first start to work with seniors?
Well, the first thing that we do after a phone conversation with the client or the loved one of the client is we set up a consultation or assessment. And in that process, we start to identify what the client sees as the most important problems. And on top of that, we're asking questions, for instance, about legal papers, and then also what their long-term care plan is, and trying to assess how well they know what their finances are. So when we actually, but the reason we get called in is usually something as straightforward as we've got a pile of health claims and medical bills, and we don't know what to do with them, or my desk or dining room table is overloaded with papers and I don't know how to handle it, or I'm concerned about my long-term care. So those are some of the big issues that generate the initial call.
Okay, and when you first, and I would imagine that also there are issues about paying bills and that bills are not being paid and it's just disorganized and where's the money and are those some of the long-term issues that you often face, or, you know, things like people, seniors writing checks to charities and the money just disappearing or not knowing where all the money is?
Right, and so part of what we do is help. First of all, our goal is to try to keep seniors as independent as possible for as long as possible. So even if it takes a long time for somebody to write a check, we will help them write that. I mean, we will sit there with them while they write the check. There may be a point at which they recognize that it would probably be better just to have us write checks. And then they sign them. We also try as often as possible to have all of their accounts kept on Quicken, for example, so that we have a computerized system for keeping track of their finances. And then in terms of charitable gifts, it's true. People are getting just overwhelming amount requests, and I think we all do, but as a person gets older and they're often homebound and they're sitting there with their mail, it just sort of accumulates around them. Sometimes they know in their back of their mind that they used to give to an organization, but they start giving to the organization every time a request comes in. So we try to help them manage that, set up a system where they won't pay any bills until we arrive. And we sort through and keep track of how often they've already given to a particular organization so that they're not spending down their money on something that they would not normally have done in the past.
Yeah, and that's huge. I know my mother used to, even when she'd get a receipt for something, she would pay more. So it was really difficult. I tell you what, we're going to take a break right now. This is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to AgeWise Living. And our guest today is Rebecca Eddy, and when we come back, she's going to be answering more questions about managing the finances and the paper and all of that before it overwhelms you. And to get more information about Rebecca and her company and to sign up for her newsletter, I urge you to go to eddyandshine.com. That's eddyandshine.com. eddyandshine.com. And with that, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
the Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com, to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts, but this isn't about cold statistics. It's about saving kids.
Shaniqua, age 14.
To get free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. When an alert is issued in your area, you'll receive it as a free text message. Wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one Internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to AgeWise Living. I'm Barbara Friesner, and today we are talking with Rebecca Eddy of Eddy and Shine, and she's talking about managing the finances and the paper and all of that before it overwhelms the senior and makes their lives miserable if they do really dumb things or don't pay bills and stuff like that. Now, you mentioned, Rebecca, before we went on the break, you were talking about issues and things that they often face. But you also mentioned that you do an assessment.
Right.
And tell me about the assessment.
Okay. We try as often as possible to have two of us attend those assessments, in part because we feel that in the long term, the client may have a link with one of us more than the other person, and so that person can take on the primary responsibility. But the other thing is that we each come with additional specialties, and so two heads are better than one. That being said, when we're there, we try to cover a variety of issues, in part just to get a sense of the overall situation, in part to help a person really plan ahead for the future. And then in that consultation, we can give them and any support system they have sitting in on the meeting some suggestions about the future. But we start with whether the checkbook is being maintained, whether it's being reconciled, whether a person keeps it on a computer or not, and some even quite senior people do, whether they'd like us to maintain it on a computer. Then we go on to health insurance. Do they have health insurance? Are they happy with the health insurance that they have? Are they submitting bills properly? Are they able to manage the complex issues of explanations of benefits coming in from Medicare and a supplemental insurance versus the bills that arrive, before before the insurance has paid their part? Do they know about Medicare D? We talk about investments and try to find out how consolidated their investments are. Do they have theirs in a shoebox or a file cabinet, the certificates? Do they have, or do they have a brokerage firm, or do they have many, many brokerage firms, and are the advisors speaking with each other? Do they need assistance researching cost basis if, in fact, they've been buying their stock on their own? And do they need to consolidate and have a brokerage firm that they would work with, or at least in a place to park their certificates so that everything's consolidated? We find out about real estate ownership. Do they own their apartment? Do they own other property? And insurance, home, life insurance, long-term care insurance. And then estate planning. Do they have a will and living will and a health care proxy? And do they have HIPAA forms, which is a whole other topic? Do they need assistance finding an attorney? And if so, do they need assistance putting together a list of all their assets before they go to speak to the attorney so that they're organized when they have that conversation? Do they have written instructions for time of death, for when they die, so that their loved ones can know how to go about handling that situation? And then taxes. Do they have an accountant who prepares their tax forms? How are they maintaining records of their deductibles? And do they need assistance finding an accountant? Do they need help setting up a paper organization system in their home and maintaining it? Do they have all the vital documents they need for each member of the family? Do they have a safe deposit box? And do the appropriate people know where the key is? And is there a second person who has access? Do they have current photo identification? We're big on this one. Two government-issued photo IDs. And so those are, that's the general list of things that we try to cover in an assessment.
In the initial assessment.
Right.
And so you're looking at all of that, and that's generally what most in-home administrators for seniors do?
I would say so. Different people go by different titles. There's an organization called the American Association of Daily Money Managers, so the title that is Daily Money Manager. So that's, and as you mentioned before, we're professional daily money managers. We've just chosen to use the term in-home administrators. Other people go by financial organizer, which is the term used by the National Association of Professional Organizers. So sometimes we refer to ourselves as financial organizers. So, but all of these people, whether they go by those titles or some other title, are hopefully doing the same thing.
Good. Okay, because that's quite a list. That's a very impressive. And the things that you were talking about, looking at all those, and I'm guessing that this is just to kind of get a sense of how big the job is, just to get started and really where you're going.
Right, and then we try to find out what their goals are, because somebody just may want us to work on their medical claims, or they may just want us to work on helping them do some long-term care planning and helping them work with an elder law attorney to do that. But we also then have to back into it. Do we have all the information we need to be able to escort them to the attorney and lay out the situation? So it's a matter of pinpointing what's needed immediately and then figuring out whether there's a long-term plan. Now, and a long-term plan for our involvement with them.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that when we generally have experienced that if we do work with a person on a long-term basis and not just on a project basis, it takes us about 3 months of really working with them very closely, spending a lot of time going through old documents, getting to know their support systems that are in place already, hiring other people. And then once 3 months is up, then we find that we can get a really clear sense of how often we actually need to visit them. One client needed us just 2 hours a month, and others need us 3 hours every week, all depending on what the complexity of their situation is. And I think this is an important piece for people to know, even if they're not hiring somebody. So your audience may decide that they're trying to do a lot of this themselves, that when they first get involved with their parents' or loved ones' affairs, they're going to find that it seems overwhelming. But once the systems are in place, then it becomes much more manageable.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point, because a lot of times people, you know, once you're in it for 3 months, you think, oh, my God, this is never going to end. And then only to find that if you just hang in for one more day or one more week, then it's just a matter of paying the bills, because once you find the bank accounts, then you don't really have to do that much necessarily, and then it's just a matter of, you know, paying the bills or something like that. So I want to go back to something you said. You talked about 2 photo IDs. What is... Really, two?
Two, yeah. Especially since 9/11, the Homeland Security has required that any time a person opens a new bank account, and so a person could have been banking at a bank, and this is across the board. It's not, my experience has been with a few banks in New York City, but my understanding is that across the board, even if you've been banking at a particular bank for 20, 30, 40 years, Homeland Security is requiring that you open that the bank see photo IDs of so that they can confirm you are who you say you are. And a lot of times for seniors, when they sign something to open a new account, for instance, or for some other reason, it doesn't compare. It's not comparable to the signature on file, because a person may have had a much bigger signature when they first joined the bank and then became clients of the bank, and now it's become smaller and maybe their hand doesn't move across the page as easily, so it's a more scrunched up signature and it's not recognized. The person has to prove who they are.
Well, I had not thought about that, and of course it may well get shakier as well. And also, you just have all the combining of the banks keep combining, and I know my mother had people that she would go into the bank and it would be her friends. This was when she was still living alone and independently, and she'd, you know, be able to go into the bank and, oh, hi, Margaret, and, you know, here's your money. And then as the banks started to combine and the people that she'd known for 50 years were gone, suddenly it was, we started having problems.
Right.
Because they didn't know what she wanted, and they really weren't paying that much attention. And I remember one time when she said she wanted $25, and they gave her $2,500.
Okay.
So, yeah, because they didn't understand what she was talking about. Anyway, it was a nightmare. But back to photo ID. So where do they get these 2 photo IDs? I can understand
driver's license, and I guess everybody to get if they have a driver's license, keep renewing it, even if they're not driving, or while they're still healthy, get to the Department of Motor Vehicle and get a non-driver's identification.
Mm-hmm.
If your passport is still active, keep renewing your passport, or if you're still healthy enough to be able to do what it takes to get a new passport, then get a new passport. Sometimes in New York City, people can get away with using their senior Metro card because it has a photo on it. But it requires a lot of fast talking by the person who's accompanying the senior and talking to the bank. So we've found ways to encourage banks to accept alternate forms of ID, but often it's a real challenge. So
yeah.
It makes life so much easier if, while a person is still healthy, that they just make sure that they've got those 2 photo IDs. And this is true for all of us. We should all be maintaining 2 photo IDs. And for those of us who are mobile, we need it just to be able to get into buildings in New York or travel across the country. So so the same thing would be true for a senior who thought they'd never travel again. If all of a sudden there was a family event that they were encouraged to go to and they agreed to go to it, they'd need
to
that
get
photo
passport.
ID.
Great, and they need to have the photo ID to get on the plane. We're going to take a break right here. This is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to Age Wise Living, and our guest today is Rebecca Eddy, and she's telling us everything we need to know about getting our loved ones and ourselves sort of financially savvy. And to get more information about Rebecca and her company and to sign up for her newsletter, please go to eddyandshine.com, eddyandshine.com. And by the way, if you haven't signed up for my free weekly newsletter, I urge you to do so by going to agewiseliving.com. And when you do sign up for the free newsletter, not only do you get lots of articles every week, you also get a complimentary copy of my legal and financial organizer. So sign up. And with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
If you want to put the pep back in your step, Chad Lafferty's has just what you're looking for. Dance is life. Life is dance.
It's only about dance.
It's about moving through life with style, gaining awareness of the never-ending, ever-flowing movement that accompanies all of life's activities. Dance is life. Life is dance. Broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Radio Network. Be sure to tune in and tap into the limitless healing that dance can provide.
Can't stop now.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Age Wise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to Age Wise Living, and I'm Barbara Friesner, and we're talking with Rebecca Eddy, and she just gave us a very long list of items to that they look at when they come in, and presumably a similar list that other in-home administrators or senior organizers or financial organizers do as well, because, well, you're located in New York, right, Rebecca?
Right, we work in the tri-state area at this point.
Okay. So for people who are looking in the other areas, she mentioned, financial organizers and that sort of thing. And it's quite a long list, which is kind of a scary list. So what legal documents are required for daily living and to be well prepared, but things that you need to have on hand daily?
Well, to start with, any professional working with a senior is probably going to ask if they have a will.
Mm-hmm.
A power of attorney, and a healthcare proxy. And now they also add HIPAA, which is the forms that allow a person to speak on behalf of a senior.
Healthcare proxy is called different things in different states, by the way. As you know, that's New York State. Also, the HIPAA allows the doctor to talk with someone about their financial thing. It's the Health Insurance Portability Something Act.
Right. So anyway, part of what we've come across is that if a person has a will, they may not have looked at it in 5 or 10 years.
Or longer.
And so whether a person has a will or not, it's important to, first of all, review the current will and make sure that the executors are still alive, for one thing. Power of attorney, same thing. Are the people that would have authorization to work on your behalf on the financial aspects, are they still alive, available, with it? And
willing.
Healthcare proxy, the people who might speak on your behalf if you are ill and unable to advocate for yourself in a hospital, are those people around? And the other thing is that there be more than one of each of these. So if you have an executor, have a backup executor. If you have a power of attorney, have at least one backup power of attorney. You could have more than that. Healthcare proxy, you have one person who will be your medical surrogate, but you can have a second one.
Now, I want to interrupt for a second, because one thing I'm getting out my soapbox here, because this is something I feel so strongly about. Don't just have these things and name people. It's also vitally important to talk to these people and tell them, I have named you as, for example, my healthcare proxy. Are you willing to do it? And not just talk, and here's what I want to have happen. It's not just a piece of paper, but it says, this is what is important to me. Here's what I do want you to do, here's what I don't want you to do, and not only to talk with the person you've appointed as the healthcare proxy or whatever it's called in your state, but also to talk to, for example, the other siblings. If you name one of your children as the healthcare proxy, tell the other people the decisions you've made, so that in a difficult and emotional and stressful time, your healthcare proxy makes decisions, and then the rest of the family jumps all over them because they say, no, that's not what mom would want. So it's really important that everybody knows what's going on. So I will get
There's
off my,
the value
my
of
soapbox
having
now.
And, having a living will is also an important piece of it, because that document can outline what kinds of measures you want in a situation where there's some final decisions have to be made about life support. And by having that in place, then the healthcare proxy can say, look, this is what our beloved mother, father, cousin, etc. wanted. And so that's really an important piece of it as well. The other thing is to make sure that your doctors all have a copy of the healthcare proxy. That's a helpful thing as well. Make sure that there's one posted in a place, if you have an aide, where the aide would know how to grab it, or if somebody came with an ambulance, they would see it and be able to grab it and take it with them.
And by the way, one of the things that I've heard now is that from an EMT, emergency medical person, with an ambulance service, said that the first place they are told to look is on the refrigerator door. So if you have these documents, or certainly the healthcare proxy, and have special information, clip it onto the refrigerator door, because that's the first place, the refrigerator door, that's the first place they look.
Yep. And the other piece is, what I've done for my dad is that he's allergic to one pain medicine, and I have put it on I've taped it onto the bottom of every healthcare proxy. I don't know if this legal or not, but I just figure if they're going to grab the healthcare proxy, they'll see that he's allergic to that particular medicine. So, sometimes people are resistant to getting the will, healthcare proxy, power of attorney. There's all things that require a person to think about vulnerability, about death, and it's a challenge for some people to do that. So we try to couch the advice that we give them in terms of saving their children and the others that they care about grief and time. A lot of time is spent backtracking when a person doesn't have the right documents in place, and a lot of expense. So by getting these things in place, it saves everybody a lot of, as I said, grief, time, and expense. And in addition, something just went out of my head. Sorry.
That's okay.
But in any case, the other piece is, it was guardianship. If a person doesn't have a power of attorney and health care proxy in place, then somebody's got to be assigned by the courts to be a guardian. And that is a whole other set of issues that are very complicated.
And we actually had a radio show, and if people want to go to the Voice America site, they can listen to it on guardianship and conservatorship. And as we learned, that's something you want to avoid at all costs, because if you possibly can, because it's expensive and it's intrusive and it doesn't always work out the way you want it to. So,
right. So this and the whole thing is to have choice now, or to leave it up to the courts, whether it's about healthcare proxy and power of attorney versus guardianship, whether it's about what happens to your assets when you die. If it would be up to the court to decide how exactly that money gets and the assets get distributed. And if there's somebody that, some people that you want to get it and others that you don't, if that's not explicit in your will, and I'll let a lawyer talk more about this, but the courts are going to decide. So the more that you get involved now, the less you're giving up choice to other people.
And that's really good advice. So how can we help our seniors be prepared?
Well, when we're working with them, we sort of bug them. And sometimes that works better because we're the professional as opposed to the children. And so each time we go and we're working on paying their bills and organizing other things, we say, now we also need to talk about your will and your healthcare proxy. Have you thought since our last visit about who you want to be as executor and have and be the power of attorney for you, and who would you trust to make medical decisions for you? So we keep having the conversation, and then at some point they start to come around, and then we say, well, shall we call the lawyer? Because even somebody who has made the decision that they want to have a will, they may not make that initial call to the lawyer. So by being there and on hand on a regular basis, we can keep nudging. And so eventually we get it all done. So, and as loved ones, we just have to do it in the best way we can, if we can, and sometimes parents are resistant to sharing things with their immediate family, and they're not resistant to sharing it with other professionals. So, that's where sometimes we come in a way that it wouldn't be expected.
Yeah, and that's really true. A lot of times it is very difficult with the family. And in addition, you gave great advice before about, you know, whose choice is it? Is it your choice or is it the court's choice? The other thing that also comes into it is the idea of mom or dad, if something, God forbid, something happened to you and you're still alive, you definitely want to have your voice heard, even though you're not able to say anything, and that's why it's so important to have the living will and the healthcare proxy and the power of attorney, and sometimes that will help as well, so that they know that it's about their own health and their own, you know, their own safety and that sort of thing, about their own voice. Now, with that, we're going to take a short break, another short break, and this is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to Age Wise Living, and our guest today is Rebecca Eddy, and I have lots of questions, and when we come back, she's going to be answering more questions about managing finances, managing the papers, organizing seniors before it overwhelms them. And to get more information about Rebecca and her company, Eddy and Shine, and to sign up for her newsletter, please go to eddyandshine.com. That's EddyandSchein.com. And if you haven't signed up for my free weekly newsletter, I urge you to do that, because in addition to the free weekly newsletter, you also get a complimentary copy of my legal and financial organizer, so which will really help you with this as well. So with that, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
News, opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? In 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on The Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com, to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
How many of us haven't felt ripped off at one time or another? Don't you wish you had someplace to tune in for the answers? Join Jennifer Litwin every week on The Shop Cop. She'll take the time to explain real value and keep you away from the fraud that's out there in the shopping world. Jennifer has become the shopper's advocate, which means she can get you on the right track. Her guests are a who's who in the retail world. Don't get caught making a mistake in this down economy. Jennifer Litwin is here to help. The Shop Cop, live Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to AgeWise Living, and I'm Barbara Friesner, and today we're talking with Rebecca Eddy. And she's talking about financial organizing and managing the paper and all of that before it overwhelms your loved one, your aging loved one, the senior. But it's also, I think, excellent advice for all of us. And I have another question, because I hear this a lot, where the family members, when I'm working with them, they say, you know, we don't know how much money my mother has. We find $20 bills in books, in literally in some. One of my clients found over $20,000 in an old mattress in the basement. They had savings accounts, and you know, all over the place. What do you do? What do you recommend about accumulating in the investment papers and all the bank statements, and you know, finding all this stuff and getting it in one place?
Well, you've sort of asked two questions. One is, what do you do about different accounts? And the other is, how do you find it? And regarding accounts in general and having many accounts, my mantra is consolidate, consolidate. Mm-hmm. But in terms of finding, that's the process of going through piles and going through folders, and just every time you come across an account, write down the name of the bank and the address and phone number or contact information, write down how much there was in that account on such and such a date, and start to build a list of all the different accounts. Now, some of them may have merged with another bank, and you may find subsequently another document that indicates that. But just literally, step by step, start building a list of accounts. And then the other thing is that in the process of going through files, you may find that there are, in fact, stock certificates, hopefully all in one folder, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start finding dividends that may be, again, under a couch cushion or just in that pile of papers on the dining room table, and to start making a list also of dividends that are have been received. Just a side note, you can, if they've expired, you can literally call the company and ask them to reissue the dividend.
Oh, good. Yes.
And so just use, become a detective.
Yeah.
And just start accumulating all that information. Once you have it, and once you know whether there's loose stock certificates, either in a safe deposit box or in, files or somewhere around the house, then we really encourage people who have been investing on their own and have not used a brokerage firm to get everything into a brokerage firm. And as I said before, you can encourage the senior to do that by telling them that they don't have to worry that the brokerage firm is going to be buying and selling, because a lot of people are nervous about that, but just to use the brokerage firm as a parking place for those certificates, as a place where when they need to access their portfolio, it's all in one place, that they will no longer be getting 1099s at the end of the year from 20, 30, 40 different companies, but they'll get one 1099 that's a summary of all of their investments and dividends and interest that has come in. So it just cuts down on the amount of paper flowing into the house, and it cuts down on the concern about losing dividend checks. Anytime they need money, they normally would have been depositing directly into the bank, they can call their brokerage firm and have them send them or deposit into their checking account the money they need. So that's one piece, is just getting everything that's loose consolidated into a brokerage firm. Then if there are multiple brokerage firms, make sure that the different advisors are speaking to each other or start to consolidate those. I had one client who had many retirement accounts, and depending on whether they're qualified or not qualified, it's all very complicated, we were able to start to consolidate some of those retirement accounts together, and small ones to get minimum required distributions, so we just cashed out the account. So there are ways to streamline how many documents you're getting from a variety of investment places that a senior's been working with.
And it's also important because a lot of times they're paying a fee, and they're getting billed for certain things, activity, inactivity, whatever, and they don't realize that by having, you know, $10 in 100 places, they're losing money.
Yep, that can be true too. So, you know, again, it's the reminding them that right now it'll give them peace of mind to know that there's nothing being lost. They'll be less overwhelmed with paper. And next thing is that at the time when somebody else has to take over with power of attorney, or at the point where there's an executor, they won't have to be searching in all kinds of nooks and crannies to find all the documents. They'll be able to know that there's a set number of places, banks, that they go to.
And which is great advice and really an important thing, because the last thing you want to do is to do it at the last minute. In the very short amount of time that we have, because we really only have about 2 minutes, If a person is worried about bills being paid, you know what? I don't think we have enough time for me to ask you that question about bills being paid. Would you be willing to write up these answers, all of the answers that you gave, and have them in my newsletter? I'd love to have you do that so that people can get all this information again, because there's so much great information. I really appreciate it. Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Great, because I don't want to get started on something and then lose out. So if anybody is interested in all of the things that Rebecca has talked about, then please sign up for my newsletter, which is agewiseliving.com. And I'm so sorry, that's all the time we have today. The time went so fast, and I really want to thank my guest, Rebecca Eddy, who is the founding partner of Eddy & Shine, In-Home Administrators for Seniors. Remember that to get more information about Rebecca and her company, go to eddyandshine.com. And while you're there, I hope that you'll sign up for her newsletter. And if you have any questions for Rebecca, send them to me, and we'll put that in next week's newsletter, AgeWise Living newsletter. That's agewiseliving.com. Also, I want to suggest that you be sure to tune in next Tuesday morning, September 29th, at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, because I'm going to be interviewing Susan Sirota, and she is an expert on hoarding, which is a fascinating and very serious issue, and it's something that so many family members look at a loved one's house and they don't know if it's just cluttered or if it's hoarding, but at some point I don't think it really makes all that much difference what it is, so long as it, you know, because the thing is you need to get rid of a lot of that stuff. So next Tuesday, September 29th at 10 a.m., I'm going to be interviewing Susan Sirota on hoarding. And I also hope that you will Twitter and Facebook about that show, about today's show, and about all of the shows. And you can also download us on iTunes. So I hope you will do that as well. I had a great time today. I want to thank you all so much for listening. And until next week, this is your most appreciative host, Barbara Friesner, saying have a terrific week, a wonderful fall, and carpe diem. Seize the day.
We appreciate your joining us for AgeWise Living with host Barbara Friesner. Please tune in again next Tuesday morning at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, here on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.